hey, if it isn't Earth's top pilot. I heard you pulled off quite the daring rescue on the last mission. You're clear to land. I'll meet you in the hangar. What the hell did you do to my baby? Unbelievable. You're absolutely unbelievable. I've told you time and time again, the Phoenix isn't some 23rd century battering ram. She's a state-of-the-art mech, and she deserves to be treated like one. Just look at this mess. Oh, my poor baby. Your cannons are off alignment. Your thrusters are leaking coolant. And two of your atmospheric stabilizers are missing. How in the stars did you even manage that? Oh, you poor thing. Don't worry, I'll have you fixed up in no time. Oh, and I suppose the only way to save the civilian transports was to fly directly into the line of fire by yourself? Oh no. Don't give me that I'm the pilot crap. You might fly the Phoenix, but I'm the one who makes her live up to the name. I'm the one who has to make her rise from the ashes every time you decide to pull some ridiculous stunt. Besides, she technically belongs to Earth, not you. Make yourself useful and pass me the plasma spanner. Thanks. Anyway, like I was saying, the Phoenix isn't your mech. You just happen to be the only person capable of flying her. Don't remind me. I think it's ridiculous that our best hope against the Lyran Imperium isn't even a member of the Earth Defense Force. I don't think we should make a habit of bringing on hot-headed pilots from lunar slums. No, I don't have a problem with you being from Luna. I have a problem with you being unproven and unpredictable. You're good, but you're also lucky. You don't follow orders, you take unnecessary risks with government property, and your ego is far too big for your own good. Well, I think that should do it. All that's left is to send her off to the retrofitting dock for new stabilizers and thrusters. Maybe add on a new coat of paint too, since she's practically unrecognizable as an Earth mech, thanks to someone. Yeah, I know I work fast. I'm the best damn mechanic in the solar system. Speaking of which, wouldn't kill you to say thank you once in a while, would it? Now try that again without the sarcasm, hotshot. You know what? How about you show me just how thankful you are? That is, if you're up for it. Let me spell it out for you. It gets kind of lonely on these space stations, especially with regulations against fraternization. I'm on a major dry spell thanks to the Lyran invasion, but as you're so keen on reminding me, you're not actually a member of the EDF. Besides, I saw you staring at my ass while I was working just now. So what do you say, Flyboy? Up for some action? Hey, not here! Are you crazy? Actually, don't even answer that. My quarters aren't this level. Come on. It's just over this way. Well, are you just gonna stand there, or are you gonna thank me properly? It's more like it. Don't get cocky, though. You're not the only one with fancy moves. I can handle anything you dish out. Want to make this a little more interesting? Let's see who gets the other to come first. If I win, you have to finish me off exactly how I want you to. And if you win, which you won't, I'll do the same for you. Looks like the mech isn't the only thing packing heat. So what do you call this guy? Your throttle? Fuel line? Docking tunnel? In any case, I am definitely taking it for a spin. So on the bed, on your back. Let's go. We don't have all night. Oh, I know you're used to being in charge. Handling the controls, piloting the ship all by yourself. And so it makes this all the more fun. Now let's see how quickly I can win this contest. Oh, fuck. Your ego isn't the only thing about you that's big. Oh. You don't mind if I'm a little rough with you, do you? I mean, it's the least you can do, given what you put the Phoenix through on a regular basis. What am I doing to your neck? Nothing too major. Just a love bite here or there. Did you just fucking spank me? Just for that, I'm gonna ride you even fucking harder. You're actually really good at this. It's a good thing they fixed the gravity generators. There's no way I'd be able to fuck you this hard in zero G. You're close, huh? There's no shame in coming. It just means that I win. No, it's okay. You can put your hands in my hair. You can even pull a bit if you want. I said I was okay with getting rough, didn't I? Yeah, it's longer than you think. I keep it up when I'm working so it doesn't get in a turbine or something. That wouldn't be bad. Fuck. Hey, the hell is this for? I'm not trying to stall. But I am. I'm getting really close. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm not fucking coming before you. I guess flying mechs isn't the only thing you're good at. Sorry. Did I scratch your back too hard? Yeah? You're good? Cool. Don't worry about the bite marks. Our uniforms will cover those up. Well, a deal's a deal, I guess. So what do you want me to do? You wanna fuck my tits? Can't say I blame you. They are pretty great. Go sit at the end of the bed. How's that? Does it feel good to have my tits wrapped around your cock? They're pretty slick from all that sweat. Huh? Yeah, I'll bet it does. I may have lost our little competition, but I know I got you pretty fucking close. So this shouldn't take too long. Just let me know when you're about to come, okay? I can tell you're getting really close. Your legs are shaking. Come on, hotshot. Give it to me. Oh, you're fucking load all over my face and tits. You know you want to. Oh, oh fuck. That's really fucking hot. Oh, holy shit. You came so much. It's okay. I don't mind the mess. I know a pretty good way to clean this up. You taste pretty good. Hello. Earth to Phoenix 1. You still with me? I made you see stars. Are you sure you weren't just looking out the window? But actually, I'm flattered. You were pretty great too. And you're actually not that bad of a guy, you know? I mean, you're not as insufferable as I thought. If you wanted to do this again, or if you wanted to, I don't know, get dinner sometime, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Phoenix 1, please report to the bridge immediately. Phoenix 1 to the bridge.
Better not keep the captain waiting. Hey, before you go, that was to make sure you come back. Earth needs you. And so do I. Now get out there and make us proud.
And not one scratch on the Phoenix this time!